Well, our feature album of the week is WOMAD, Australia and New Zealand 2016 compilation. And today we listen to another track from the compilation, as suggested by RN's Inside Sleeve presenter Paul Goff. It's by the Malian band Songhoi Blues, and their blues mixes elements of hip-hop, R&B and even the Beatles. This is Zubur Zubur. Was Zubur really socking it to us? It's now what, two minutes to 9 o'clock. And Cassie McCullough, what's on Life Matters tomorrow?
Good morning, Geraldine. Well, we are wading into that strange tension we have in this country between cyclists and drivers.
Ah,
good luck. I really don't
understand.
You can
take the calls.
Yeah, thank you. Maybe you could take some of them for me. New South Wales has introduced some laws this week which are very stiff, some big fines, some changes. Cyclists now have to carry ID. The cycling community, of course, has a range of views. We're going to hear some of those this morning, and also some from the drivers as well. I'm keen to hear your calls on that. So do give us a call. We would love to
hear from
you.
I hope you get both sides to it.
Yes.
Because it is keenly felt.
Well, you know, it's a freewheeling sort of nice feeling about cycling that some people feel is being lost.
Thank you indeed, Cassie McCullough. And tomorrow I'll be on Saturday Extra. Alexander McCall-Smith is our guest, whom I've been interviewing over the years, but we're going to talk to him about love because his latest collection has a lot about love. And I think you'll be quite intrigued by the take he has on this. Also, Peter Beattie has written a new book about comparing and contrasting the US and Australia and who did win in Iran in those big elections. Quite a lot of debate. Thanks for joining us today. Fran back in the chair on Monday. She's speaking at an IWD Women's Day event. Thanks to the Breakfast team with executive producer Linda Mottram. Bye-bye for now.